Hey everyone, and welcome back to Rice and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of three Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Lauren.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Ava.
So we know that in the past, you guys really liked the relationship series, and we haven't done one of those in a really long time, and that's for a reason. But now times have changed, if you will, and so we thought we might share some recent updates, the recent love stories in our lives.
Yeah, so Lauren here has been really busy. Do you want to start us off?
I met this guy. He was like, my mom hired her. I met like this guy that my mom hired because like she like moved our driveway to the other side because it used to go in from the front, but I went from the side. So then she had this open space in the front and she needs to like do some gardening work on it. So there's like these three dudes that show up every day, and like I saw this one guy outside my window, and he was like really cute, and like he'd always look at me, and like sometimes I go out and like walk my dog, and he'd like wave at me, but then like one day they just like stopped showing up, and I don't really know why, and there's only like the two of them there, and like the cute one was gone. There's like these two like weird kind of like 6 out of 10 looking dudes just like working my yard all day.
Oh, 6 out of 10.
Anywho. And then, like, after that, my parents got a divorce, and my mom married, like, this really, really rich dude. Like, waterfront houses, jet skis, yachts. It was, like, pretty chill. And so then I started going to all these, like, really nice parties. And, like, there would be always, like, Bill Gates's, like, son was there. Jeff Bezos' son was there. Like, it was getting lit. And then I got, like, this random email. It, like, went into my spam, but there was, like, 500 of them. It was, like, I'm here to save you. I was like, what is this about? And so I was kind of interested because, like, if anyone's going to send me 500 spam emails, like, it's got to be good. So I open up my email. And apparently it was the gardener. It was him. He was, like, back. I don't know where he went, but, like, and he really wanted to see me again. So I was like, yeah, why not? Like, he was kind of cute. Like, I'll guess. I'll give him a shot. And so, yeah, that's how we met.
That's it?
Yeah.
So what happened to him?
Oh, well, that's, like, tomorrow. Like, I don't know. We have a date tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of, like, what happened to me and my story. So for this to work, I have to go back in time. So basically, when I was younger.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat. So basically, there's this guy. He's really rich, and he's, like, an old family friend. But he's been pestering me a lot. We used to go to his house all the time as kids. And recently, he's been throwing all these massive parties for the entire island, and he keeps inviting me to them. And finally, 2 days ago, I went, and there was, like, the whole island was there, and he had, like, a bunch of private staff doing the whole party.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think
no, I was there, too, yeah.
Yeah, I went, my mom took me some of those. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, so just next weekend, he asked me to come over. I don't know if it's a party or anything like that, but we'll see.
Interesting. For my story, I don't know, it kind of started a while ago. When I was a kid, I had this neighbor who always had huge projects with his stepbrother, I think.
And basically, over the summer, he and his stepbrother make a bunch of, like, projects. And, you know, sometimes I go over there and I try to help them out sometimes so I can spend some time with him. But he's always a little too engulfed in what he's doing.
Is this, like, in their garage or, like, in the backyard? Like, where were they doing it?
Yeah, usually it's outside, and their dad, like, really hates when they're making things. So they always have to put it away before he gets home. And basically, whenever I'm there, they have this psychotic sister who tries to rat them out to their dad for some reason. And, like, I try to tell all his friends that I like him, and even his stepbrother, but, like, he never responds to me. And then, like, this past week, we all got our college acceptances back, and I told him where I was going for college, and he followed me after I left, and then he showed up, and he ran behind my car, and I got out, and we sat on the sidewalk, and he showed me his college acceptance to where he's going, and it wasn't even the same college. But it was okay, because I think you showed me the wrong one, and now we're going to college together next year.
Aww. Yeah, I'm not sure if my guy's going to cut a college. I think he pirates, like, software or something. I'm not really sure what that means. But
yeah, I don't know what my guy's going to do. I'm worried that when I go off to college, like, how he's going to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure about mine either. I think he's into...
Sorry, I'm getting over a cold. But, yeah, we'll see how it goes in the future. Like I said, he's into pirating, which sounds kind of weird, but, I mean, as I've talked about in the show before, if I could live the pirate life, I would. So, you know, things are looking up. But with that, he is a bit prone to boat accidents, which can be a little bit scary.
Yeah, mine's a little bit of a reckless driver.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one time he almost hit this lady.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was really bad. He's driving his mom's yellow convertible, and he almost, like, this lady walked onto the road. She had right-of-way. It was a crosswalk, and he just blasted right through it, right in front of her. So.
Did he scream, or did you scream?
Yeah, it was really scary.
What did it sound like?
Ah! Yeah, it was really scary. So I haven't driven with him since, and his car is kind of totaled. So
really?
Yeah, it was kind of a disaster.
I heard you had to go to the hospital for that one.
I did. It was really scary, and I really didn't think of him the same after that. So our future together is uncertain.
Yeah, I mean, with these guys, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's always the ones with the yellow convertibles.
And the pirate ships.
And
inventors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
And that's what I've always said.
So to recap, we know Sophie has her boyfriend who she's been with for a little bit. So a little bit more insight into their lives, I guess. A little bit more scandalous than you'd think.
Yeah, these like fancy
car
parties.
Car crashes. Parties, dang. And then Ava and I, new to this world.
Mm-hmm.
New to the relationships episode.
Yeah, I've been pining for this one guy, my neighbor, for quite some years.
Yeah,
we'll see if there's some more developments.
Hoping it works out for you.
Aren't you going to college with him next year?
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm pretty excited. We'll see.
There you go.
An update perhaps later.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then, you know, he seems a little bit sketchy on paper, I know, but, like, I promise you.
But, like, that lifestyle, like, seems to work for you, you know, the pirating
the pirating lifestyle, like, that's what I've been saying.
He's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, he really does have, like, a good heart. He just, you know,
and, like,
makes
he came
weird
back.
Decisions.
He came back for you.
He came back for me, and he saved me from this, like, superficial life, which, you know, I'm not meant to live that.
Yeah, I kind of like that for you.
Thanks.
For me, it was kind of just like a wake-up call. Like, wow, I really should make sure to fasten my seatbelt. Like, you know, it's scary, but, like, it kind of, like, makes you think.
For sure. And, I mean, also, like, for me, like, you know, don't get caught up in this, like, luxurious life. There are things beyond that.
Yeah, like, riches and fame don't mean much to me, honestly, but this guy just has it, you know?
I know. I guess he has it all for you. And I'm glad.
3, 2.
Happy April Fools!
So you might have guessed that wasn't us.
Nope.
Those were our friends. The role of Lauren was played by Alex Lemus, who unfortunately had to go.
The role of Sophie Hill was Logan Sue, who is still here.
Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi, I'm Logan Sue, Sophie's real boyfriend. I don't have a history of vehicle collisions. I don't drive yellow convertibles.
And the role of Ava was played by Keegan Wang.
Hi, I'm Keegan. I don't have a stepbrother, and I don't really make things over the summer.
The plots we were telling you about were not real. They did not happen to us. They're from these following films. The story of me and my yard work boy turned into a pirate was that of The Princess Bride.
My story of me and my guy that is super rich and likes to crash his cars was The Great Gatsby.
And mine about the stepbrother and the neighbor next door was from, of course, Phineas and Ferb.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've had a lot of fun.
We have been planning this episode for
over a year. So, has it lived up to expectations?
Hopefully.
We'll see about that.
We'll see. But I hope you guys had fun listening and as much fun as we did planning this and pranking you. So, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.